Welcome to the Miami Tech Update, where we explore what's going on in the tech community here in Miami. A lot going on. Miami is not a Silicon Valley or New York City, but it's definitely in competition for third place. And today, we have a special guest today. There's actually a WordCamp conference, which is a conference about WordPress, where people from beginners, intermediate, or advanced learn more about WordPress. It is a content management system that was created back in 2000 and in the mid-2000s. I'm not going to say the exact year. And this year, our guest is Jesse Velez. He's one of the organizers for WordCamp Miami 2020. And Jesse, welcome to the Miami Tech Update.
Hey, thanks, Santiago. Good pleasure being here.
Good, good. So, Jesse, tell me, how many years have you organized WordCamp?
Well, this is my second year working as an organizer. This year, I'm the support lead organizer, so I'm kind of up there with the lead organizer, working with him, supporting him. This is actually my second year organizer. I was speaker organizer last year, and this is in the year before that, I was a volunteer. So I've been here about three or four years.
You've been new to the WordPress community, or I mean, my question is, how long have you been with the WordPress community?
Well, I've been working with the WordPress itself for well over 5 years. But with the WordPress community, I'm only now getting involved in the last 3 years since I found, or WordCamp found me. There I was able to meet more people because I am a small business owner. And so sometimes you get siloed and you're not always around other people who do the same thing you do. So WordCamp was a great opportunity for me to get out there and meet some other people. And currently I actually lead the WordPress meetup at FIU as well. So I'm really excited about that. And so it's been about three years inside that community as a whole.
What got you into WordPress?
Ease of use. It was much easier to use. I'm a developer, and you know, I do all the parts of web design, web development, web programming. And what I find is that some things, like, for instance, a contact form, like it was just so easy to add a contact form. I didn't have to code it. I didn't have to figure it out. It all came prepared. So those kind of tools led me to investigate further. And I found that, man, this is a rich environment that I could use my PHP skills and add to it. And it was definitely, it's because it's open source, I didn't have to, there's nothing hidden. So I had access to all the files and I was able to go in there and modify. And then I started to say, hey, I can create themes, you know, and I can make my own thing and make it all look this way. So it was that openness that really attracted it to me. And it's really building on a lot of the basics, so it's really good. That's when I started. It's much bigger, more robust now.
I've been using WordPress for over 10 years, and I think you're right. I'm not sure what it is with WordPress that got me into it. I've been a developer before WordPress, but what is it with WordPress, Jesse, that attracts a lot of people, not just you know coders, but designers and just beginners? What makes WordPress so attractive?
I think it's that a lot of what I said for designers is that you do have access to the code, you can make, you can modify, you can build. For those non-programmers, let's say if you're just a web designer, there are some robust page builders that allow you to express yourself there. But it definitely has its limit, you know, but as soon as you hit the limit, the more you learn, the more you can expand on it. Like right now, WordPress is using React and JavaScript in their Gutenberg, in general. So there's a lot of skill levels that meet the need of the people. So if you're a beginner, it works great. You don't have to learn anything heavy. You know, if you're a programmer, you have a toolkit, you have an API, you have all these nice little rich features that is attractive to, I think, a lot of people, not just programmers. Like, you know, Joomla is a lot different than WordPress. You know, skill level wise, it's a lot different. So I think that's my main reason for it.
As we were talking about before, WordPress attracts a lot of people from a lot of diverse backgrounds, diverse levels, industries itself. And it has also produced conferences, which is called WordCamps. And I believe it started at the around the beginning when WordPress came out. Jesse, can you tell the audience what is WordCamp?
Okay, so WordCamp is a conference. I call it a conference, but it's a collection of talks on a weekend. And so it's usually Saturday and Sunday, and it's people who are giving of their time and effort, energy. Speakers don't get paid, volunteers don't get paid. The people who are there to learn, to grow, and to network. And WordCamp Miami is a little bit different because our size is much bigger. Most WordCamps are not as big as WordCamp Miami. Most WordCamps are, 100, 200 people. And then there are the larger city areas like ours. But WordCamp is a great opportunity to learn and to get connected with other people. And so I like that the most. You also get a chance to speak to sponsors. Last year, I had an issue with WP Engine, and it was Sunday, it's kind of slow. One of their table people came, sat with me, we logged in. He had more access, to the back end than I had, and we were able to figure out a problem real quick. I really like that too, that you just don't get access to people, but you also get access to sponsors who from my experience are experts in what they do. They're not just people who are at the table, trying to hand out stuff. They actually are part of the team that knows their products very well. So it's very helpful.
WordCamp Miami. Can you tell us a little bit what is happening? What are the dates? And things like that.
Okay, so WordCamp Miami has a start point. So we have on Friday, February 28th, we have two workshops that are full day workshops, and those are $25 for each workshop. You can only take one, of course, because they're full day. And one is a beginners, a WordPress beginners 101. So if you don't know WordPress, or you're kind of like not really skilled, or you don't feel confident, then you can go there and take the WordPress beginner. Now, there's also a developer workshop for, of course, developers. And that's for people who are looking to get better at what they do. So they know WordPress, but they want to get behind and play with it a little bit more. That's there as well. So now the actual main event starts on Saturday, February 29th. And so that's a full day event. And it continues on Sunday. It starts early in the morning. That weekend is $50. So that's a great cost for a conference this big. And so we have. We have continental breakfast, we have lunch, we have speakers, we have a game show at the end of the days. And then after that, we have an after party on Saturday at Chili's right there at FIU. So we're having this at the FIU South Campus, the Modesto campus off of Southwest H Street. And so that's a great campus, great facility. Chili's is right there. There's a game room, working on having there's pool, there's all types of fun you can have afterwards. And then on Sunday, we do it again. We have more talks, more special things. We have a kids camp on Saturday and Sunday. So there's like a lot going on. There's a lot of opportunity. So that's it. That's February 29th. We have workshops on a Friday, two of them all day, depending which one you want. And then Saturday and Sunday is our main event. And those are full day, over 65 talks we're going to have. So there's lots to learn in different areas.
Friday, what is the workshop about on Friday?
One is a WordPress beginners workshop. So
No.
that's the 101. And then the developer, you mean like what is the content of the
Yeah, I
developer?
mean, what does Friday consist of?
Friday just consists of the workshop. So you come in the morning, you register, you go to work. You know what I mean? You learn, but you learn in one environment. Whereas on the weekends, there are different talks with different teachers, and some of them are short, some of them longer. On Friday, you have a full day. And of course, you'll also be served lunch as well, so lunch is included. But that's not going to be only two workshops because they are full days.
I will have to say on my part that I am part of the organization team of WordCamp Miami, and I helped out with the speakers part and the programming. So Jesse, can you tell us tell the audience, are these speakers famous speakers? Are they world renowned, or they're just people that just contribute to WordPress every day?
All right, well, you see, Santiago just admitted that he's to blame. Should you don't like any of the talks, you can go and blame him. No, actually, he's part of a team that works to see what it is and what's going to make interest or what's interesting to people. So we have a mixture of people. We do have some WordPress, I don't know what you call them, but they make their rounds. There are big speakers, who come down. But we're really looking this year to focus on local speakers. So right now we have people coming from Alabama and, you know, California and New York and Pennsylvania. We have all those, but also we're focusing on making sure that our tri-county area also has a good representation. So that's one of our focuses, to say, you know, we want people who are nearby because they are part of our community. And you're going to get, you know, tons of stuff. You're going to get those seasoned speakers, but there's also going to be some new speakers as well. And this year, we're trying something out. We're trying to do talks in Spanish. So there are like two or three talks that are going to be totally in Spanish language. So we're going to make sure, you know, don't go there if you don't understand Spanish. But our idea was like, we're in Miami, you know, there's tons of Spanish people. Why not present something in their language, in our language, because I am Hispanic as well. But that's going to be really, really exciting. It'll be a few talks. You know, we don't want to alienate people, but that's something that we're doing too. So I hope that answers your question.
It does. Also, another part of a WordCamp that is just not for adults. There is a thing called WordCamp Kids. Why should parents bring their kids to WordCamp Kids?
All right, well, Kids Camp.
Kids Camp.
For WordPress, yeah, Kids Camp was called. That's the time where kids get to learn at their level. And we have two age groups. So we have those that we call the kids and then teens. There are two separate camps. They're all together. They're all together on site. But they're different learning environments. So because of that, you know, we have a staff on hand that's going to help kids learn. How important is a blog? How to set up a blog? You know, the young kids set up a blog, the older kids, the teens, they start to talk about marketing and business. So if you go to our schedule, which is online at 2020.miami.wordcamp.org/schedule, you'll see there also, I think it's actually not that. Let me correct myself. It's 2020.miami.wordcamp.org/kids, and there you'll see all the content, what they're going to learn, their schedule. So if you are a parent, and your child is interested, or you're interested in getting them familiar with WordPress, it's a great opportunity. WordPress is great for kids. The learning curve is low. Like, you know, kids get on and they get started immediately. And there's no programming needed. They can get their own blog, their own stuff going up. And this year, you know, we work with certain sponsors to get them, you know, incentives like their own WordPress blog. You know, so when they leave, they have their own blog. It'll be accessible, you know, to what they need, I guess, to the world. And then from there, you know, they can continue enjoying it. But there's a lot of stuff going on. There's what they call STEAM and STEM, you know, different types of learning that's, I think, really, I would say, it's impacting our community for sure. So if you want to come down and bring your child, you are required to stay with your child, unless you have a guardian that's with your child. So we don't want parents coming and leaving their kids. We want them to be involved, too, so that the learning can continue afterwards. So you can go ahead and purchase tickets for you or your child. They are greatly reduced compared to the weekend ticket.
Yes, and quick iteration, how can people buy tickets and how much are they?
Okay, so if you want to buy a ticket, go to 2020.miami.wordcamp.org/tickets, or if you just go to any of those pages, there'll be a ticket button at the top. And the general weekend admission, which covers Saturday and Sunday, is $50. That's for, you know, the regular people. Now, kids can go to this too, but that's not Kid Camp. And then, of course, Friday are the two workshops. Those workshops are priced at $25. This full day lunch will be served, things like that. And then, of course, we have the Kids Camp tickets. Kids Camp for the child between the ages of 13 and 14, I'm sorry, from the ages of 6 to 18 is $10, and a parent ticket is $10 as well. So you'll get served also lunch. You have lunch on both days. You know, I'm sure they're gonna have plenty of snacks, and so you don't have to worry all about that. So for $20, you and your child can come to Kids Camp and enjoy a weekend of learning.
Also in the schedule that I helped out programmed out is JavaScript. Tell us the importance of JavaScript in WordPress. Obviously, WordPress many people know is PHP, but JavaScript is kind of its distant cousin. So is Java? I mean, so can you tell us why JavaScript is so important in WordCamp?
Okay, well, a few years ago, the founder of WordPress, Matt Mullenweg, he mentioned that if you're going to really be involved in WordPress and JavaScript is important to learn. And since that time, it's developed that it is. So the current iteration of WordPress is built on a page builder or a editor called Gutenberg. And in there, they use a lot of JavaScript or React JS and other types of stuff. So it's been a really like important part of the WordPress community because it's how it works now. So, you know, JavaScript isn't the same as PHP and how and where it functions. And so right now, a lot of stuff you do takes place in the browser, you know, so you don't have to go back to the server like PHP has to. So again, I'm not a JavaScript programmer, you know, but I have been hearing that JavaScript is super important to the way WordPress is being developed and will continue to be developed in the future, whether it's, you know, Node.js or React or some other form of JavaScript or libraries.
One other big feature that WordPress added not too long ago is Gutenberg. And obviously Gutenberg does use some JavaScript elements. We'll be seeing more topics on Gutenberg. Jesse, why is Gutenberg so important in WordPress?
Well, Gutenberg is now the default editor. So when you install WordPress, unless you make an effort to switch out of it, it's there by default. And so most people are just going to start out using it. Just like it's going to be their first experience. For some of us who use WordPress for a long time, we're used to the classic editor. And so there are features to still keep us there. But last year's address or the state of Word says that, you know, this is the direction we're heading in. So Gutenberg is here to stay right now. And now we just have to figure out how to work with it for us who are used to the classic editor. But most of the people who are just getting on board, who are just learning to use WordPress, they're going to find that it's kind of a, for me, I look at it, it's just a page builder, you know, a way for you to make your page more robust than using the classic editor. So I think that's the benefit of it. I'm not really like, it doesn't matter to me in a sense, you know, because I really don't use Gutenberg. I use page builders. So how does that look in the future? I'm not quite clear. But, you know, it looks like a good tool and people are using it. And again, us who are used to the old stuff is taking a little bit more time to get used to the new stuff.
As a WordPress developer myself, I found Gutenberg very useful. When it first came out, I was a little bit, you know, this is a new thing I had to learn. But now with Gutenberg, I found the result that I don't have to code as much. Mm-hmm. I don't have to add columns in a code-wise. Because when you add columns, you got to deal with CSS and you got to put in divs. But with Gutenberg, it helps you organize it and also helps you out to add short codes or any other plugins. And now plugins are working with Gutenberg. And that's another thing about the WordPress community or like the WordPress, I can't say industry, but like the WordPress community is Face. The plugins. I think one thing that makes WordPress amazing is the plugins. There's about, I think, over 100K plugins out there. So Jesse, obviously, WordCamp is a very, I mean, like the talks are very diverse. Are we going to see some plugin talks?
Well, I believe we are going to see some plugin talks. You made the schedule.
I did make the schedule, but I'm playing host, though. I gotta.
Yeah, I know. So yes, we don't have like really big like create a plugin kinds of talks. We do have pieces that take part of plugins. So if you want to learn about APIs, which plugins utilize, we have something there about transient APIs and caching. So lots of little pieces. I didn't really see any real big like, hey, create your plugin talk. Because again, on the weekend, it's not workshop, it's talks. And so some of the talks are 15 to 20 minutes. Others are as much as 40. So there's not a lot you really can do. You can't create a plugin in 40 minutes. But there are little pieces that you can go through and say, okay, if I want to learn to build a plugin, then I'm going to need to know about APIs. So there's something there for you. I need to know about security because plugins are technically are the worst, are the highest security risks, you know, plugins. That's how a lot of hackers get in through plugins. So, yeah, we have lots of talks that are scattered around, but I don't remember seeing any real specific plugin type of talk.
Which that would be a good talk, but obviously, like, you're right, you can't learn how to make a plugin, but if you did, you start with Hello Dolly and look at the documentations and all that, which I actually learned how to make a plugin about 2 years ago, and I'm still learning it, because I mean, I probably didn't do it right, but this is like a whole nother podcast, And of course, WordPress has to approve it before you go to the WordPress repository. One
also
other
remember real quick, there's also there's other ways too. Like they have WordPress plugin boilerplates that you just type in your information. It will give you all the base of what you need for a plugin, and then you just have to put in the functionality. So there's a lot of good opportunities. So that's what I mean by it. There's pieces everywhere you can pull together to bring to your plugin.
That is correct. And WordPress, there's a lot of tools out there. Not just the plugins itself, but there's a lot of tools out there that is help you to develop your website to the best it can be. And I forgot to mention this part. WordPress is used 35% in the world. So it definitely has a big footprint when it comes to the internet and web pages, you know, when they're competing against Squarespace, Wix, and some e-commerce stores like Shopify. But, you know, WordPress version of Shopify is WooCommerce, which WordPress owns WooCommerce. They just recently bought them not too long ago.
Automatic
did.
WordPress itself is open source. It's an org, you know. So, but WordPress is supported and championed by Automatic.
Another feature that I see in WordCamp every year is the sponsors. Tell us about the sponsors this year, and what does that benefit for the ticket holder?
Okay. Well, the sponsors, they're the ones that really make this financially possible, because our overall goal is to keep ticket prices down. We really don't want any barriers to access. And so keeping a two-day conference at $50 is extremely, extremely cheap by comparison. I mean, you even sent me something the other day, and it was like $461 if I act now. You know, it's like it can be very expensive. And so the sponsors are key to making sure that we can present this affordably. And you also find out that sponsors, some of them are also the speakers too. Even though we try to choose them kind of blindly, but it just turns out they submit talks. They speak, they're part of the community, they're on the volunteer. So they're very key to making this happen financially and also with manpower. One of the good things about sponsoring is that, well, first of all, you know, WordPress as an organization, WordCamp as an organization, they have a global community. And so it's not just that the sponsors are sponsoring Miami because it's happening, and it's a party and it's summer in the winter. You know, they're part of sponsoring WordCamps throughout. And so that's very important, that financially we can remove that barrier for people, and they can enjoy themselves with, again, 65 talks with people from around the U.S. and some from around the world. So I believe that's the key. They also, most of the people here are promoting themselves. That's why they do this. So they have hosting services, security services, pay your taxes. Like if your business has to pay, you know, taxes, you can do so through plugins and all types of stuff, including WooCommerce and hosting. It's really diverse.
And of course, if you want to meet your hosting company, they'll probably most likely be there. If it's GoDaddy, Bluehost, or even GreenGeeks, you could be there and ask some questions. Why did this happen a certain day? Mm-hmm. Great time to have a Q&A. And also, you don't have to be a big time multi-million dollar company to sponsor. You could be a community sponsor. Can you tell us how they could, you know, sponsor the event if they're an agency or maybe just a freelancer? Jesse, how can that be possible?
Okay, so you can go to our ticket page and you can buy a community or an agency sponsor. I will go there now and tell you what the costs are. For the agency sponsor, those are for small businesses, agencies, and WordPress professionals who recognize that WordCamp Miami is valuable. And, you know, if they want to just take part of it, it's $350. If you want to be a community sponsor, and this is intended for anyone who wants to give back to the WordPress community, it's $99. So you'll get ticket as well. You'll get a ticket out of that $99. And of course, AG sponsors, you'll get a ticket as well. And so part of that is just entry point. You know, you're local, you want to help out, you want to be part, and then you can take part at that level versus the sponsors, of course, are.
Also, is also a great opportunity if you're looking for freelancers to work with you or a possible employee job. That's one of the benefits you could do as well. And also, I believe they're going to have this year where they have a big board, you know, looking for freelancers, right?
Correct. So we have a for hire board, and one is hire me, the other is work for me. So yeah, there will be two boards, and people sign up and they put their email, and somebody might put up looking for a developer, then you could respond right there. I usually take pictures of the board, so I can look it over. But yeah, there will be that opportunity for you to if you're looking for work or you're looking to hire,
Yeah.
that'll be there. And it's going to be over 600 people. So your options are there. There's going to be new people. There's going to be seasoned people. You're going to have a large variety to pick from if you're looking to hire or if you're looking to work.
Yeah, and to be honest, WordCamp, not just for Miami people, a lot of people from the outside come into Miami. Miami is one of the top three WordCamps in the country, maybe in the world. And you see a variety of people, plugin developers. You see people from Automattic, the people that brought you WordPress, and you're able to network. And to be honest, one of the big factors that I like about WordPress that's created jobs, has created people businesses, it's created me business. That's how my business started, is because of WordPress. Also, Jesse started his business because of WordPress. That is the foundation of his business. So. It's not too late. I mean, people think, oh, well, WordPress is thing of the past. No. This is very young. This is WordPress has so much potentiality. It keeps upgrading, keeps updating, and there's new platforms building onto it, and there's some ideas that have not been invented, right, Jesse?
That's right. Yeah, and it's open source. That's
Correct.
the best thing about it. So even though they're competing for other businesses, like you can't get the code from Squarespace. You can't get the source code from, GoDaddy Professional, and they have, and there's benefits to that. If you're a developer, you want that because you would like to get in there. But if you're just somebody who wants to be a website, that might work for you. But ultimately, WordPress is growing. It's growing very big, and you can tell by the sponsors that are there, and how they're investing in new technologies that help support WordPress as well.
And if you have an idea that you're kind of pondering, you could use WordPress for that idea, or you could use WordPress to promote that idea.
That's
Or
right.
if you're so pondering about web development or WordPress, come to the conference. If you don't need to know anything about code, nothing about design, nothing about like the internet, come into WordCamp. It's a great place to test if this is for you. If your idea should be, blossomed. That conference, a lot of people, like I was saying before, start their business, start their startup because of WordCamp. Jesse, I did not plan this with you before, but do you have a special code for a discount price for a ticket?
Okay, yes. But I would like to, while I get that code, I would like to say that we also have business and marketing classes, also talks. So there's not just WordPress, it's not just developing. If you're a freelancer, if you want to find out, how you learn from seasoned freelancers, like how to deal with clients, how to deal with clients who don't pay, or you just want to know about marketing in general, we have two tracks, one on Sunday, one on Sa sorry, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. So even if you don't want to do WordPress, or that's not really your biggest interest, it's still a great opportunity. So check out our schedule.
Yeah,
Let me go ahead. Yeah, let me
and
get that
while you're getting the
coupon.
code, I'll do some extra talking. My experience with WordCamp, wow, I probably went to WordCamp number 3 in Miami, I think about like less than 10 years ago, maybe 8, 7 years ago, and it was great. Like every time I ponder about it, and no, you got to go. I learn something every year in WordCamp. I've been with WordPress over 10 years, and I still learn something new every year. There's one thing called WP CLI. It's really developer stuff where you're able to control WordPress from a little terminal from your Mac or from your Windows PC, and able to install a WordPress site onto your server, or you can add a plugin. It's really really nerdy, but it helps me out to speed my productivity. When you're in an agency or you're a freelancer, things start to build up. Keep in mind, not everybody is digital. There's stores out there, mom and pop stores, that are not online. They're not even on Google yet. So the opportunities is endless. I still think it's a huge frontier. The internet is like space. So definitely consider coming to WordCamp. I suggest it. It is the cheapest tech ticket in town. You cannot beat it. I mean, most tech tickets are $100 and up. Actually, it's probably $200 and up. And not many people have that type of money. But if it's $50, probably less, because once Jesse has that code, which I think he's ready, just go check it out for a Saturday or a Sunday, or come on Friday for the beginner workshops. But Jesse, what is the discount code?
Okay, so it's Sleon,
Perfect.
Sleon, and that's for 30% off.
30% off. You can't beat
30% off.
that.
And I'm also, real quick, I'm including that for the general admission. If you want to go to kids camp, as a parent, if you want to go to develop a workshop on Friday, you'll get 30% off those, any of those things.
And there you have it. You got opportunity. If you have kids and you don't have a babysitter, bring them to work camp, because it's just a good opportunity for your kid and for yourself to maybe make some extra cash on the side. Maybe if you're tired of doing Uber or Lyft, hey, you could sit down on your computer and make money by coding, or maybe create an idea. I actually met a guy last year who learned WordPress and now started a educational site, learning how to teach people how to play guitar. And he used a WordPress site. WordPress makes it easier. I don't know about Squarespace and Wix, but it feels like it's limited. WordPress, it's open source, just like Jesse said, and you're able to expand your horizons. That's what I like about WordPress, from the first place. I wanted to create a project, and I used WordPress, and WordPress helped me out, and I loved it. And then afterwards, I started creating sites for clients. And clients itself, people that don't know much about tech, they could update their content on WordPress. It's easy. Some people prefer me ha me doing it, but it is what it is. I'll charge them, right? So, so Jesse, one more time, what is the best way for people to find out more about WordCamp Miami 2020?
Okay, so go to 2020.miami.wordcamp.org. That's the best way. You can follow us on Twitter, you can follow us on Instagram. We have all the social channels, but if you go there, that'll get you started. Just choose from the menu the things you want to find out. Also, tickets, it's a pretty big button there. Get your tickets. This code Sleon, Sleon, that one will expire next week, Tuesday. So you have until then to utilize it. Otherwise, and not only that, but we're filling up fast. I mean, we already extended our seats so we can hold a little bit more. So if you're going to take advantage, now is a good time. Don't wait until Tuesday, and definitely don't wait until the conference. But come on down. We'll come and enjoy the tons of learning, as well as it's going to be a little party too. So if you like to party, and then come on down
Yeah.
too for the party.
For $50 includes lunch, the workshops, and a t-shirt. Is that am I correct?
Well, every day, again, the workshop's a little bit different. So the workshops will get some content, some bagels and coffee,
Right.
and then there'll be a full lunch. And then that's for that day. But the weekend we'll have bagels and coffees and lunch and after party on Saturday and special ice cream on Sunday. So swag, lots of swag. If you
Yeah.
like collecting up little things, stress tools, tote bags, pins, every sponsor brings swag because they want to get their name in your house, in your pocket. So there's plenty of opportunity to just collect that if you like that. I got tons of pins. I really like the pins. And so that's there too. So it's a great opportunity. Enjoy yourself. Come as you want. You can come in and out on Saturday and Sunday. You don't have to stay in the talk. You can choose what you want, but definitely go to 2020.work.miami.wordcamp.org, and there you'll see the schedule, tickets, sponsors, speakers. It's all there for you to enjoy.
And also, keep in mind, you could be a potential WordPress speaker in the future down the road. You become an expert on Gutenberg, or you become an expert on how to disable WordPress completely and able to speak on it on a WordCamp in the future. And WordCamp, it's a great place to, because they, open up to anyone to speak. Well, obviously, if it's pertaining to WordPress or anything like that. But it's a great opportunity to get your speaking skills as well. But that's a whole different podcast out there. But yeah, WordCamp Miami 2020, February 28th to March 1st, 2020. Be perfect weather. It'll be at the FIU campus in Miami, at the FIU Modesto Medic campus in Miami, Florida. Is that the? I think it's at the business computer science area, right? Is that what I
Yes,
understand?
the College of Business.
Yeah, College of Business.
BBC, yeah.
And FIU are great hosts. They've been hosting this for the past couple years. They're really WordCamp friendly. And also, tell us about your WordPress meetup. If people can't make it to the conference, tell us about like the WordPress meetup in Miami.
All right, so before the conference on Thursday, we're having a WordPress meetup. So you definitely want to go to meetup.com and look for South Florida WordPress meetup. I don't know, I think it's SF. I'll get the exact address there. But every month there are two meetups that happen in our area. There is a Broward meetup, which meets in Broward up in Davie, and then there's a Miami meetup, which right now is meeting at FIU. So at the beginning of the month is the Broward one, and then near the end of the month is the Miami one. So there's lots of opportunity. If you can't make one, you can make the other. Again, we have people who are just learning how to talk, so we have them come there. We have seasoned speakers. We do open kinds of stuff like we'll review your website or we'll give you tips on stuff. And a lot of it is community driven. So it's not just like me teaching. Many times it's not even me at all. I'm just hosting it and people can come in and give their advice and their pointers. It's really a community based kind of stuff. And that's a lot to do with what we want in the Miami and the Tri-County areas that people work together even after WordCamp. We just don't want to see each other once a year.
Yeah, correct.
And I think something important I heard from John Maxwell, he said that we overestimate the event and underestimate the process. Community is a process that takes place over time. And so we do that twice a month, every single month. Sometimes, Christmas interrupts us, but we do it every single month. And you can enjoy a lot of what you're going to experience at WordCamp. It continues afterwards. Again, it's all volunteer based, it's people giving of their heart and their time. Because we need the support. We all need the support, even me as a business owner. And so this is a great opportunity. So go to meetup.com/sf-wordpress-users, and there you'll see the upcoming event, which is going to be the Thursday before on the 27th. That's going to again be a little time to celebrate. You can talk to people before the event. You can speak to sponsors. You can ask questions and. We give like kind of like a little bit of a launch, like a launch party in a sense. So you can also sign up there and you can take part in that as well. And then of
Yeah.
course every month.
And speaking about volunteers, I'm not sure if it's still open for volunteers, but you're able to volunteer at work camps. Jesse, a little bit of information about that.
Okay, so you can volunteer at WordCamp. We still do need volunteers. It takes lots and lots of people to run an event this size. And again, since we are volunteer based, it's a struggle. But we're doing good, but we definitely could use more. So if you want to volunteer, go to 2020.miami.wordcamp.org, and there you'll see in the menu an opportunity for you to sign up to volunteer.
Yeah, and you
I'm
could, you
sorry, we
know,
still need volunteers for
yeah, still need
sure.
volunteers, and you don't have to volunteer all day or all weekend. You can do it for a few hours. Any
Correct.
amount of time helps. If it's
Correct.
2 hours, it helps us
And
a lot. So.
if you volunteer. We'll return to you something by giving you an opportunity to get a greatly reduced price ticket. It depends altogether, but want to make sure that you get there and you enjoy the conference as well, that you're not just running around all day. But
Exactly,
yeah,
and.
volunteer for a few hours. We'll put you in a spot. Be there. You can enjoy the event, and you don't have to work too hard, hopefully.
And
Some people are going to be working hard because that's just how they are.
yeah, and you could be a room MC if you want to stay in the auditorium, listen to people, but you're also volunteering and you're
Correct.
able to meet the speaker, make sure the room is all in order, and or you can help set up and tear down whatever is in your discretion where you're able to do it. And yeah, WordCamp is fun. It's a fun weekend. I have a great time every when I go. I only see certain people once a year, and it's at WordCamp. Best time to catch up with your fellow developers, fellow colleagues that you haven't seen in a while, and also meet people that you use their plugin. You know, you probably use Contact Form 7. Maybe the guy that created Contact Form 7 might be there anonymously. You know, hey, what do you do? I develop Contact Form 7. So things like that. So 2020.miami.wordcamp.org. All the information is there. Tickets, volunteers, speakers, the schedule, and everything you need to know about the after party, which everyone kind of looks forward to as well. Jesse, what is the best way for people to reach you to talk to you about WordPress and WordCamp?
Okay, so I'm an open book. You can call me 305-741-8054. You can also contact me at jesse@wedointernet.net. Even if you send an email to Miami at wordcamp.org, like those are all the roads that leads to me. And of course, you know, not me alone, but to the WordCamp staff. We also have a Gmail account, WordCampMiami2020@gmail.com. You can send inquiries there as well. But ultimately, you know, reach out. You know, I'll take your call. If you have questions, you want to find out about this or that, I'm here to help and to at least to put you in the right direction or put you in touch with the right person.
Jesse's very accessible. Really, really happy to be with them and the team to organize WordCamp 2020. Definitely learned a lot about organizing an event. It's never easy organizing an event, but it was really a huge privilege to organize this WordCamp. I've been going to WordCamp for the past couple of years, and definitely was a great opportunity to see the behind the scenes and all the manpower behind it. We have a lot of people organizing it, so we're really, really excited, really pumped. When we get to that top of the mountain, it's like, wow, we did it. And I mean, I'm feeling it right now. I'm like, yes, I'm there, but we're only about like 5 more yards away. It feels like maybe longer, but it depends who you ask. So remember, the discount code is Sleon, Sleon, to get your 30% off the ticket of $50. So you're able to save some couple of dollars for a McDonald's lunch. And so go to 2020.miami.wordcamp.org and put the discount code Sleon. Expires on Tuesday, February 25th. So definitely get your tickets beforehand. WordCamp is next weekend, the 29th. So
Right.
I mean, there's a possibility last minute on a Friday morning they could call Jesse. Jesse, I want a ticket. I'll pay as much as you want. But that could be very possible, right?
Yeah, it's possible. We have late registration. It usually just affects your swag. You might not get a t-shirt. You might not, but we don't turn anybody away for
No,
sure.
WordCamp is a very huge event in Miami. You cannot miss it. And if you're in the tech or you're still pondering about tech, go to WordCamp. You're not just learning about WordPress, you're learning some other stuff like hosting and things like that. Anyways, Jesse, any closing words?
No, you said it all. You got the website, you got the discount, you got the information. So whatever you need, just reach out.
And of course, you can reach me at Sleon, Sleon or SleonProductions.com. You can go on my Twitter or my Instagram. And I am like 60, 80% of my business is WordPress. So if WordPress was completely gone or shut down, I will have to look for a new job. So that's how much WordPress is important. But anyways, this is the Miami Tech Update. We'll be interviewing future people, future startups in Miami. We interviewed a few people in the past about how they started their businesses in Miami. Miami's a lot going on. OfferUp was started here in Miami, so there's a lot of things going on. And who knows? You could be the next using WordPress. Jesse, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on to the Miami Tech Update.
Thank you.